This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. My brothers and sisters, tell me, if I ask you and do this as an exercise, I should actually make you do it before I say anything more, but now there is no time for that. But do it as an exercise. Write down your top three goals in life. What do you want to achieve? Top three goals. And then look at those goals and see whether Jannah is in that. Do this as an exercise to people. Don't tell them this before. Tell them. Write down three goals. What will people mostly write? If you are in college, you will say, my goal is to get my degree. If you have finished your degree, you will say, my goal is to get a job. If you are in a job, you say, my goal is to get a promotion. My goal is to get married. My goal is to build a house, whatever, right? Buy a car, something. But do you think we put Jannah there? My goal is to get Jannah. The reason I'm saying this is because we can only reach our goals. If you don't have a goal, you can't reach it. So if I ask you, for example, you are here. When you leave here, where are you going? Means what? What is the goal? So you say, I'm going to Boston. So Boston is the goal. If you don't have that Boston as a goal, and you get out of the car, you drive, and you say, Sheikh Abdul Wadi, which way shall I turn? I don't know. Anywhere. How can I turn anywhere? You get the point I'm saying? We have no goal. Are you going to Boston? Are you going to New York? Are you going to the moon? Or where are you going? Now, you know, and I know this sounds like a joke. It's not a joke because in life we don't do this, right? We don't do this. It's automatic. If I get in my car, I know where I'm going. Have you ever got in the car and you don't know where you're going? Does it happen? I go sit in my car now, I don't know where am I going. If that is happening, you must go see a neurologist because something is has gone wonky in your head, right? But what about life? Do I know every morning when I wake up, this is my goal for today? Do I know this? If I don't know this, then that whole day will pass, 24 hours will go. And at the end of 24 hours, if I ask myself or if I ask you, did you achieve the goal? I don't know. Because I never had a goal. When I woke up in the morning, I had no goal. I had nothing on my plate. I just woke up and I made wudu. I prayed and I had breakfast and I have maybe had a shower. I went here, went there. So, all of this is activity. What was the goal? Why were you doing all this? To achieve what? No, I had no goal. So 24 hours gone. Now think about this. This will not happen. This will not happen to you or me or anybody. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Malakul Maut comes, Malakul Maut will come and say, Salaam alaikum, let's go. There is no time given to anyone. But supposing, hypothetically speaking, Malakul Maut comes and says, remember that one day you had where you had no goal? I will give you that 24 hours now. Do you want it? What will you say? Supposing Malakul Maut comes at the time of death and says, I will give you 24 hours. Will you say yes or no? So of course. Why? Because in those 24 hours, I will not even sleep. I will make continuous zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 24 hours. I will make istighfar and tawbah and I will cry before Allah. And I will make sure that everything is forgiven. I'm clean absolutely before I go to Allah. Yes? So Malakul Maut says, supposing he says, okay, I'll give you 24 hours. But what will you pay for that? Everything costs money, right? So what will you pay for this 24 hours at the time of death? What will you say? You should take everything. Because that everything is going, I'm going to leave it anyway, right? After 24 hours, when I die, that everything is, I will leave it. So take it now. No problem. Take everything. But this is not going to happen. This is not going to happen. What is happening is we have 24 hours free. Nobody is asking us for any payment. Free 24 hours. He said, do whatever you want. Make the maximum out of this. Turn this 24 hours into gold. But we have no gold. I remind myself and you, just living, just breathing is what animals do. The cow does it, the dog does it, the cat does it, the sheep does it. You wake up in the morning, eat some grass, go to sleep. Wake up in the morning, eat some grass, go to sleep. It is not a human being. A human being is not supposed to live like this. A human being has to have a maqsad. There has to be a purpose. There has to be a goal. So I remind myself and you, let us track that and say, what is my goal in life? What do I want to achieve? And then work backwards from that. If I want Jannah, if I want the Rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what must I do? Right? If I want to become a physician, I want to become a doctor, what must I do? I have steps. 1, 2, 3, 4. This exam, that exam, so many years in university, then house surgeonship, what not. Residency. I want to learn to drive a 16-wheeler. Fantastic. Okay, so here you go. Enroll. There is a schedule. I want to learn to fly a plane. No problem. There is a schedule. There is a plan. So what is the plan to earn the Rida of Allah? What is the plan to get into Jannah? I must have a plan. What's my plan? My plan should be, like our Sheikh said, I must not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything. No matter how small or big, no disobedience of Allah. Number two, I must follow the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. To end, let me tell you the story of those for whom the goal was Jannah. Goal was Jannah. There was a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name was Abu Dahda. Not Darda, Dahda. Darda also was there. There were two. Abu Dahda. One day, a young boy came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was weeping. He was crying. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what happened to you? He said, Ya Rasulullah, my father passed away. I have a small date garden and there is one tree in that garden which is on the boundary. And I want to build a wall and I cannot build the wall because this wall comes there and this tree is in the middle. So I have to either go around the tree, which means that my wall has to go in my neighbor's garden, or I have to cut the tree. But the tree belongs to my neighbor. So my neighbor's tree is there in that boundary line. So I asked my neighbor, I said, please, can you give me the tree? He said, no, this is my tree. He said, yes. So sell me the tree. I will not sell. Can I take my wall around the tree? No. So he said, I'm stuck. He's crying. Who was the neighbor? The neighbor was a Sahabi called Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu. He was a good man. He was not a munafiq, nothing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Abu, he said, call him. They called Abu Lubaba. Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu came. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this poor child, he's an orphan, he's a yatim. Why don't you give him that tree? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I will not give. This is my tree. He said, okay, sell the tree to him. No, I will not sell. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, sell the tree to me and I will guarantee you a tree in Jannah. What is the meaning of saying guarantee a tree in Jannah? This is Bashar of Jannah. Jannah is yours. Obviously, you can't say I'm sitting in Jahannam. I'm saying, oh, I have a tree in Jannah. No. Jannah, tree in Jannah means you are in Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will guarantee you a tree in exchange. This tree give me now, I will give you a tree in Jannah. The man says, I don't want it. And he left. Now, Abu Dahda al-Ansari radiallahu anhu was sitting there. He heard this whole conversation. He saw all this happening. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I get that tree for you, will you guarantee me the same tree in Jannah? Huh? I'm talking about people who had a goal, for whom Jannah was real. Jannah was not something you talked about. It was real. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. You get the tree, I give it Jannah. I give you this tree in Jannah. So Abu Dahda Al-Ansari went behind Abu Lubaba. By then, Abu Lubaba had reached the market of Madina. He stopped him there and he said to him, yeah, Abu Lubaba, I heard your conversation there. Will you sell me that tree? Abu Lubaba said, I did not even give it to Rasulullah SAW. Why will I give you? I won't give you. He said, no, hold on. I have a deal for you. Then what's the deal? He said, what do you know about me? Abu Lubaba said, I know about you what the whole of Madina knows about you, that you are the owner of the most valuable date plantation in Madina, which has 650 bearing date palms, adult bearing date palms. Your house is there and there is a well of sweet water, and all of this is surrounded by a compound wall. We all know this. So Abu Dahda says to him, how about this? My deal with you is this. You give me that one tree and I give you my whole garden, 650 trees and the well and my house. So Abu Lubaba said to him, is this some kind of joke? Are you crazy? What has happened to you? Who will give one tree the whole garden? He said, no, I'm not a joke. Now imagine this whole thing is happening. People are surrounded. They are watching this fun happening, huh? Here they must be thinking, this man, he's Majnun or what? What's wrong? Is he crazy? I mean, are you offering for one tree the whole garden? Worth millions? He said, no joke. This is the truth. I am offering this to you. Take it or leave it. He said, Abu Lubaba says, you won't turn around and say, I did not mean it. No, I will not say this. These people are witness. They all witness. He said, okay. The tree is yours. He sold the tree. Abu Dahda Al-Ansari radiallahu anhu goes to his garden. He stands outside. He calls his wife, Ya Umma Dahda. She comes out. He says, come here. Bring the children. Bring our things. We are going. She says, where? He says, I sold this garden. She says, to whom? He said, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, for how much? He says, for one tree in Jannah. You know what she said? What do you think she would say? She would say, you're mad, you're crazy. You just sold my house. I am now homeless. Here I was, the owner of this property with my house and everything, my children and all, everything, safety, and now I am homeless. You sold the thing, you're mad, you're crazy. Did she say that? No. She said, Wallah, subhanallah, what a bargain. She said, what a bargain, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, what a bargain. Hey? One tree in Jannah, like a pie in the sky. Eh? For them, it was not a pie in the sky. For them, it was real, man. That is why they worked. It was real. So now, they come out. As they are coming out, there is a small child. That small child picks up a date. He is putting it. The little kid is in the date garden. What will he eat? He is eating a date. His mother takes the date, puts her mouth, her finger, takes the date out and throws it and says, this is not ours. This is sold to Rasulullah. Don't eat it. They go to the Masjid and Nabawi Sharif. Abu Dahda Al-Ansari says, Ya Rasulullah, I bought the tree for you. And then he says, Ya Rasulullah, you told me I have a tree in Jannah, no? That's true. Rasulullah says to him, Ya Abu Dahda, I told you, I promised you one tree in Jannah. I promised you one tree in Jannah. But he says, my Rabb and your Rabb showed me your Jannah. And he has filled it with trees. He filled your Jannah with trees. He said, I promised you one tree. But your Rabb has filled your Jannah with trees. Huh? That is the power of a goal, real goal. If jhana is real, we will work for it. We don't need encouragement. We don't need bribery. We don't need corruption. We don't need somebody to pay me or no. Jhana is my goal. I will work for it. I don't need persuasion. That's my goal. If it's not my goal, then you can talk till the cows come home, nothing will happen. So I want to end with this and ask you to reflect on this and say, is Jhana real? Seriously, ask this question. Is it real? Truly, is it real? It is real. It's not. In my heart, is it real? Jhana is real. Allah said it is real. How can, it is real. Issue is not the issue is in my heart. Is it real for me? Because if it is real for me, and if I want it, then that should be visible in my actions. It is not enough to say it. It should be visible in my actions. That Jhana is real in my heart should be visible in my speech. It should be visible in my business. It should be visible in my decisions. It should be visible in my priorities in life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to make Jhana real for us. To fill our hearts with this shauk. With this desire, with this shauk for Jhana. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to channel our lives so that our entire energy and our talent and our wealth and everything else is geared and focused towards getting Jhana. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.